Hello there, I'm Brooke Anderson, and welcome to the Showbiz Tonight podcast. Now, this is where we go inside Hollywood's biggest stories. Right now, Bad Girls Gone Good. Paris could learn a lesson or two from her frenemy, Nicole Richie. She recently told People magazine that motherhood has changed her life for the better, saying, quote, "Now that I look back on it, I was a different person last year than I am now. And listen, sometimes I'll be here and I'll think to myself, I used to be fun. What? I'm not fun anymore? I have all those feelings, but you know what? I am who I am. I'm still fun, just not in that way." Well, it's good to see this bad girl turned good, and she's not the only one. Think about all the bad girls out there in Hollywood who turned their lives around for the good. I'm talking Madonna, Angelina Jolie, Mary J. Blige, Fergie. So how bad did it get before they turned it around, and how did they do it? Showbiz Tonight's A.J. Hammer investigates bad girls gone good.
They wrote the book on being naughty. Sexy, talented women who pushed the limits of being bad in their youth, but matured into some of the most respected women in Hollywood. No more pain. Mary J. Blige had one of the most extraordinary and public transformations from bad girl to good.
It's a celebration of the growth that I've made and the growth that all my fans and all of us have, you know, made together.
She's the Grammy Award-winning reigning queen of hip-hop and soul, but this diva battled a hardcore addiction to drugs and alcohol.
She's talked with me once about it. She would just like guzzle gin as soon as she came off stage. You know, she was smoking weed. She was doing coke.
Her transformation came when she met her current husband, Kendu Isaacs. She tells Showbiz Tonight he saved her life.
My husband definitely came in my life and helped me out, you know, saved me.
Even better, Blige turned her heartache into another reason she's so beloved.
She, actually worked all this into her art. The turning point song for her was a really moving ballad called No More Drama. No more drama. Mary J.'s spiritual journey in her life is reflected in her music, and I think her audience responds to that as much as they respond to her voice.
Another of Showbiz Tonight's favorite bad girls gone good. Fergie, who battled a serious crystal meth addiction before she made it big in Black Eyed Peas.
Well, the funny thing with Fergie is that it's a little different because most of her bad girl stuff was before she was really in the public eye. I mean, she was a child star. Star is overstating it.
Yeah, that might be overstating it. Fergie was a regular on that old 80s kids show, Kids Incorporated. Talk to me! It was later, when she was in her first real girl group, Wild Orchids, that things got interesting.
She started, you know, like, taking a lot of ecstasy. She was going out to the clubs all the time, and she got seriously addicted to crystal meth.
She says kicking the habit was the hardest boyfriend she ever had to break up with.
She's been through some hard times, she perhaps has sort of like a wild, raunchy past, but that, you know, she's like a little more in control now.